Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Christmas is over, at least for most of you. However, in some places, such as Russia or Ukraine, Christmas is observed in early January. But no matter when you celebrate Christmas, there comes a time when it's over. And when it's over, it's over. You may be rather glad that Christmas is over, because now you can start to put your house back together again. Others of you may be glad it's over, not because you can now eliminate the mess caused by your children or grandchildren, but because in your heart you felt the loneliness and quietness of your room as you sat by yourself and you did battle with memories from the past. There's always a psychological letdown after any big push. The post-Christmas blues are part of it. It would not only be inaccurate, but rather foolish if I told you that your emotions should never dip. No one rides a perfectly level plane of emotional stability, not even the principal characters of the nativity drama. After the excitement of Jesus' birth and the visit from the shepherds, there had to be a letdown for Mary and her husband Joseph. It is well possible that a period of time, perhaps 12 to 18 months, elapsed after Jesus' birth until the wise men came who were guided by the star. In the meanwhile, life took on a daily routine of shopping, cooking, cleaning, and washing. There must have been large periods of time in the life of Jesus, which also were neither spectacular nor terribly exciting. Following the excitement at Bethlehem came the two-year sojourn into Egypt as Herod sought the life of the infant Jesus. As Jesus grew up, his early childhood was lived in a rather dull village called Nazareth. It was there Joseph had a carpenter shop. The most outstanding, and I think I could add exciting, event in the youth of Jesus was the big trip to Jerusalem at age 12. He then became separated from his parents. He amazed the learned doctors of the law with his knowledge. Luke passes over those years by saying simply that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. There's good news, though, friend, no matter where you are, no matter how you feel today. The coming of Jesus Christ to our earth has an abiding importance the week after Christmas, and the week after that, and the week after that. His coming endows life with a touch of God in such a way that the common, routine, ordinary things can take on new significance. How so? By accepting and believing Jesus meant what he said. I take note of the promises he made to those who believe in him. For example, he said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age, and I will never leave you nor forsake you." This includes the week after Christmas and the week after that. His promises span my times of depression or periods of loneliness. His presence is not an emotion or a psychological elevator. It is a fact which touches the depths of my being, my emotions included. G. Campbell Morgan once read the words of Jesus in Matthew 28:20 to an old woman on her deathbed and said, "Isn't that a wonderful promise?" "Sir," replied the woman, "it isn't a promise, it is a fact." Be encouraged, friend. No matter where you are, no matter how you feel today, there is one who cares for you deeply. He promised, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And that is good news, very, very good news.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.